head coach at the Washington Community High School, and that's a program that is really on the up and up, and maybe, I don't know, you and Metamora are probably the two premier middle, at least 4A, 5A programs in the Peoria area, if not Illinois.
I think it's been the last 2 years for us and Metamora battling it down to the wire on the conference championships. I think it does. I think, you know, our conference in general is a pretty stout conference in Illinois. I think the Big 12 is like that again now with some of the additions they had with the Peoria schools. But definitely we've both been in the top two the last 7 years out of our conference.
And now your connections to ISU kind of paying off. And Christian Uphoff, one of your talented football players from this past year, he committed to come to ISU this fall. And I guess the jury's still out where Brock Spack will end up putting him, but there's time for that too.
And for us, he was super talented. He played to both sides of the ball. Here, I think they're going to look at him as a DB first, and I think it'll be a good place for him. I mean, I know he enjoyed his visits here. Helped that we had Colton come through here, so we knew a little bit about ISU, and then we got him over to a couple of practices and games, and I think it'll be a really good place for him. Good for us to see him too, close to home.
How often are you seeing other college coaches besides Brock Spack and his staff getting in contact with you? Is it running the gamut from the Valley to Division III to Big Ten?
It is, and I think some of that too is we've been fortunate. We've had some really good talent. We've had a lot of kids be successful at the D2 level, and then with Colton and Connor in the last few years playing in the Missouri Valley. So we get a pretty good, even some of the Big Tens, and I think it helps that, like, the talent level that we've had just in that Central Illinois area to pull some coaches in where they'll make that trip in.
You played for Illinois State back in the early 1980s, mid-1980s, I guess we should say, and you recall your spring games rather fondly. You're not weather quite like this, do you?
No, I don't know that we ever had a day that was 70 and sunny like this is going to be. Like my junior year, we had sleet, snow, rain, and then came out after halftime and it was sunny. So they've got a great day. It's an unbelievable day for football here at Illinois State.
We'll let you get back to enjoying it. I know you're enjoying the festivities and catching up with some old Redbirds as well. Not that you're old.
Yeah, thank you very much, Greg.
Daryl, take it easy.
All right, thank you.
Daryl Crouch, the outstanding head football coach at Washington Community High School.